Right now it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio, a day where we bring in Thorin Christendotter. We take a look at stories that are in Main Street Magazine, either on the magazine that you pick up for free throughout the area or on their website. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Once again, I just am amazed. There were two different events held for Ukraine. One, which was held at the Art, and got, we of course, the day we had the snow, and then this weekend at Troutbeck, and between the two, $125,000 was raised.
That's amazing.
$80,000 came from an art auction, by the way.
Wow.
But if you look at the number of local merchants that all participated and contributed, and the fact that the donation to go was $150 per person, by the way, the charities that the money goes to, the turnaround time to get the money to people in Ukraine is 2 days. It's just an amazing story of local merchants, and most of the local merchants were on the New York side of the border because the organizers came from there. Yes, there were some Connecticut people as well, but that's just, when you look at that, that's just an amazing story.
It is, and it's phenomenal.
But I think it's something that you and I see when we see all the different merchants in our area. They're all willing to give in to causes, nonprofit causes, especially local ones. But when something big like this happens, they don't leave that out as well either.
No, for sure. They always band together and do their part and want to contribute and want to help in any way they can. And just like you said, excuse me. They've just banded together right now and worked together to, you know, put these events together and get people and rally them and spread the word.
All right. Well, of course, we are now in the third week of March, so you must be well along your way with the issue for, I shouldn't say this because it's a cruel thing to say, but for April.
We're actually going to press this morning. I'm speaking with my proofreader at 9:30. We'll review that, and then the files will be sent off. And we should get them in another 7 to 10 days, you know, right around the turn of the month. And yeah. April is always our environmental issue, so we have a number of articles related to that theme.
Proofreading. I didn't like doing it in high school, and to proofread an entire magazine, I think I would rather be hung upside down by a bungee cord.
Well, it goes through the writers first and multiple iterations that they go through, and sometimes they share it with a subject of the stories. It comes to me, I usually go through two or three times, and then it goes to my proofreader. It goes through me, then I send it back to my writers to go through it again, and then it goes to the proofreader. So we have about 5, 6 to 10, you know, runs through.
No, and when people think about publishing, they don't even think about that, and it's such an important part, and it's such a time-consuming part. And it's one of those things, it's almost like when you're in high school, at least when I was in high school, and you had to go to study hall, and you had to study in study hall. I always thought that was the most absurd thing in the world. Come on, I've got free time. Why would I want to study?
Exactly.
All right, let's go to the magazine. Love the story on the horses. Patricia Powers, artist, beautiful picture of horses.
Yep, Patricia, Dominique met with her and interviewed her for this piece, but she's a fine artist, so she's a painter. Excuse me, I don't know what's going on here this morning. And has always been an equestrian and loved horses. And, you know, I'm an equestrian myself. And so to paint or even draw horses, I think, is the most hardest subject matter in the world. And looking at her imagery, it's just quite beautiful. And she has, you know, different angles of it, and the lighting is just beautiful.
Well, it's interesting because you're right, because when you look at a horse in motion, they're majestic, absolutely majestic. And it doesn't matter whether it's a thoroughbred, whether it's a trotter, whether it's just a ride-on horse. They're just in motion, but it's hard to catch their spirit in like stop action, if you know what I mean. Especially if you're a photographer and you get lucky and you click it at the right time, yes. But when you're a painter, to get that emotion and to get that feeling and that majesty by painting it is really amazing.
It is. And the thing with horses is their conformation. So besides the look and the position of the ears, the head, it's the conformation. And if you You know, I've tried to draw and paint horses, and if you just do slightly too long, the back is too long, which throws off the whole conformation of the rear end or the front and the front carriage or the angle of the legs and how they move. It's all about timing with horses too when they move. So there are so many different factors that factor into it that it's just extremely difficult a subject matter. So, and you'll have photographers who will photograph horses who are not horse people. And they think that they have a beautiful photo, and to the average eye, maybe, but you have a horse person look at that and they see it very differently.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's not like painting, and this isn't an insulting remark, but it's not like painting a building, a stationary option, flowers, you know what I mean? Or a lake or anything like that, where there's so many other factors that factor into the painting or even the picture. When you paint a horse and when you take a picture of a horse, it's the horse. It's not anything else.
Right.
And that's what makes it such a unique art job. Well, you know, we spoke about the fundraiser for the Ukraine, and a local Sharon merchant was involved in that, and that was Le Gamin. And now C.V. Wismar has a story, The Simple Joys, with Robert Arbor. Did C.V. Sit down and taste some of the stuff?
I believe he's been there a time or two, and he is the one to pitch the story to me, and had a wonderful conversation with Robert and his son. And took you know, in this article, it takes us on the journey of, you know, how it all started and how they ended up in Sharon. And it's, you know, it's wonderful, and talking about the food that they create.
Well, you know, it's funny. I did an interview. I did an interview with him. And what's amazing about Robert and the whole Le Gamin story is, yeah, he had other restaurants and stuff like that. But you're right, the way they moved up here part-time. And then, like happens in most instances in life, when you're anywhere over 30, 40, or 50 years old, the restaurant opened up in the Sharon Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. And they purchased right up the road from there. They've got their own place now, where they can grow and stuff like that. It was like one of those stories that was just meant to happen.
Right. And they do exactly. They have farm to table, like literally farm to table, from their own farm to their own table there. So that's a wonderful addition.
And it's like a 20-second walk, a ride. It's not that far away. And you know what? In Sharon, and I mentioned this about Millerton, and I mentioned this about a lot of towns, having a restaurant like Le Gamin and having especially a local person have it. It's like when Eddie Meza opened up and redid the Sharon Country Inn. Well, Sharon now has a bunch of restaurants. It's got the Sharon Playhouse, which has been revitalized, and it changes the face of a town when you have other places that people can come to your town from other towns. You have a reason for them to come here. And a good restaurant is one of those.
Right. No, it's very important. And all these, you know, businesses come together and create the feel and taste of the community.
You know, I used to joke when we first started this radio station that I'd be here at 5 o'clock and they would roll the sidewalks up and put them back down at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's not that way anymore. There's a lot of businesses that bring in people from outside, and yes, it's a combination of things. But the whole face of this town has changed, and just like Millerton changed slowly over the years, with the basically opening of the movie house many, many years ago, and other businesses. So these businesses are really important to our area. All right, so what can we expect for give us a peek at next month?
Next month is all about the environment in some way, or shape, or form. And it ties into some local things, it ties into some global things, and everything in between.
The environment. I can tell you, we feel the environment and the atmosphere here with the weather we've been going through.
Right.
All right. Well, that's Main Street Magazine. You can find them, of course, for pre-pickup throughout the tri-state region, and also mainstreetmag.com on the web. Thorin, we'll check with you again next week.
Sounds good.
Take care.
Bye.
Thorin Christendotter here on Robin Hood Radio with Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, mainstreetmag.com on the web.